Lesson 9 deals with the faith that takes. I'd like to read a passage of Scripture from Mark chapter 11, verse 24. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the evidence or title deed to things not seen. In Jeremiah, a title deed is repeatedly spoken of as the evidence. Your deed is the evidence or proof that you own your home. So faith is the title deed to what you have not yet seen. When you have been given a deed to a home which you have not yet seen, you already have a home before you see it. Jesus repeatedly said, he that believeth hath. Moffat's translation of Hebrews 11:1 reads, faith means we are convinced that we have what we do not see. In Mark 11:24, Jesus commands us to believe we have received the things we pray for at the time we pray, without waiting to see or feel them. He promises, ye shall have them. Faith for the healing of your body, the same as faith for forgiveness, is to be believed on the authority of God's word that you were forgiven before you feel forgiven. Nothing else is faith, for faith is the evidence of things not seen. As soon as the blessing we take by faith is manifested, faith for that blessing ends. If you are the beneficiary of a rich man's will, you are already wealthy the moment the rich man dies, though you have not seen any of the money. In the same way, everything bequeathed to us in our Lord's last will and testament is already ours by virtue of the death of Jesus, the testator. Faith is simply using what belongs to us. In connection with healing, the same as with forgiveness, to believe we have received healing at the time we pray before seeing or feeling it is the confidence of Hebrews 10, verse 35 and 36. The Holy Spirit tells us not to cast it away for the reason that it hath great recompense of reward. Peter tells us that it is the testing of this faith, the faith that we have received, which is more precious than gold. Believing that our prayer is granted at the time we pray, that we already have what we prayed for before we see it, is the confidence referred to in 1 John 5, verses 15 and 16. We know that we have the petition that we desire of him. The fig tree which Jesus cursed dried up, not from the leaves which could be seen, but from the roots which were out of sight. The death of the tree could not be detected at first by looking at the leaves. Calvary was our emancipation proclamation from everything outside the will of God. We are simply to believe what God says he has done for us and act upon it. We take our blood-bought liberty just as the slaves of the South did after the Emancipation Proclamation by Abraham Lincoln. Suppose the slaves had judged by the evidence of the census, saying, I don't feel different. I can't see any change. All my surroundings are just the same as they were. Would that be faith? It was faith only when they acted on the freedom which was already theirs. In the same way, by believing and acting on the Word of God, everything that belongs to us in Christ becomes available at once. To accept any contrary physical evidence in preference to the Word of God is to nullify the Word as far as you are concerned. Faith is believing what God says in the face of contrary evidence to the senses. We are to be steadfast in resisting everything contrary to the Word of God. Faith means that we have left the sense realm. If a friend should deposit in the bank $100,000 to your credit and bring you the passbook and a checkbook, you wouldn't examine your empty pocketbook to see how much money you have. You would examine your passbook. The Bible is the Christian's passbook. God has deposited in Christ all I need. It's already mine. To neglect it is not a proper attitude toward God. A right attitude toward God and his promises will bring about their fulfillment. You have to receive Christ before experiencing any of the wonderful results of receiving him. Christ first, afterwards the results. We receive healing, divine life and strength, and every other promised blessing in exactly the same way we receive Christ and forgiveness. Since forgiveness is invisible, how do you receive it? Answer, by faith in God's Word. Why not receive divine healing and life and strength in the same way? Any blessing which is received by faith, you must have before you see it, before it is manifested. Otherwise it would not be received by faith, which is the evidence of things not seen. The 10 lepers already had healing in its unmanifested form when they started on their way to show the priests that they were healed. Their healing was manifested while they were acting their faith. God's announcement, "I am the Lord that healeth thee," is to be received as the voice of God, believed as a present tense fact, and evaluated according to its cost. As perfume is non-existent to the sense of hearing, so what we take by faith, according to Mark 11:24, is at first non-existent to the 5 natural senses. You do not doubt the existence of what you see because you can't smell, taste, or hear it. Then why doubt the existence of what you have taken by faith, the 6th sense, because you can't see or feel it? The 5 natural senses belong to the natural man, who Paul tells us cannot know the things of God. It is only by our 6th sense, faith, that we can see and take and hold on to the blessings God offers to us until they are fully manifested. To consult our natural senses for evidence that our prayer has been granted is as ridiculous as trying to see with our ears or hear with our eyes. All of our 6 senses work independently of each other. You see what you can't hear, you hear what you can't see. Just so, you have by faith what is at first non-existent to the natural senses. It is important to see that the contrary evidence of the senses is no reason for doubting, because the evidence upon which faith rests are still perfect. It is faith only when we are believing in the face of the contrary evidence of the sensed. Abraham received and believed the word of God in the face of nature's evidence to the impossibility. You must already have perfume before you smell it. You must already have food before you can taste it. You must already have the healing before you can feel it. Faith receives forgiveness and healing and praises God for them when there is nothing as yet to praise Him for, as far as the 5 senses can witness. Jesus said, "I thank Thee that Thou hast heard Me," when the raising of Lazarus was yet in an unmanifested form. Just so, it is before we see or feel any change that we are to believe that our prayer for healing is granted. We are to say, as Jesus did, "I thank Thee that Thou hast heard Me." The angels at Dothan were already present before they became visible to the servant of Elisha. The ability God gave him to see those angels did not create them. God works while we maintain the mental habit of faith, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen, at God, at His promises, His faithfulness, and His justice. Faith has to do only with the unseen and unfelt. As soon as what we have taken by faith is manifested to the senses, it ceases to be faith. We must maintain the right mental attitude. No person who allows his mind to be ruled by his senses can have victorious faith. The mind that is ruled by the senses lives in a realm of uncertainty. Until God's Word gains mastery over your mind will be swayed by feelings and by things you see or hear, rather than by the Word of God. The mind and thoughts of those seeking healing must be renewed, so as to be brought into harmony with the mind of God, as revealed in the Bible. Faith for God's promised blessings is the result of knowing and acting on God's Word. The right mental attitude for the renewed mind makes steadfast faith possible to all. God always heals when He can get the right cooperation. I put a certain amount of money in Mrs. Bosworth's coat pocket and later told her. I asked her if she believed me. She said, "Of course I do," and thanked me for it. She actually had this money before she saw it. Why should we believe the word of others and demand visible proof from God? Continue to believe that God gave you what you asked for when you prayed, thanking and praising Him for what He has given, and it will always materialize. This always puts God to work. So many are waiting for God to heal them. He is waiting for them to take what He is offering them. How trying it would be to a friend who offered you a gift for you to cry and beg for it, keeping him waiting for you to take it. Let me put this in another way. Jesus commands us to believe we have received the things that we prayed for at the time we prayed. Before they take visible form, it is clear that they exist in 2 forms. First, invisible, afterwards, visible. First, believe that ye have received them in their invisible form, and ye shall have them in their visible or material form. We have them first in the faith realm, afterwards in the sense realm. So Jesus in Mark 11:24 commands us as soon as we pray to believe that we have received in its invisible form what we pray for before he changes it into its visible or material form. The angels at Dothan were just as truly present and real in their invisible form as when they became visible to Elisha's servant. The 10 lepers each had their healing in its invisible form while they were on their way to show the priest their healing in its visible and material form. When Jesus said, "I thank thee that thou hast heard me," the raising of Lazarus was complete in the faith realm before it was seen, a few moments later in the sense or material form. Just so, we are to believe that we already have our complete healing in its invisible form before God changes it into its visible or material form. The fact that faith is the evidence or title deed to things not seen proves that we must already have the things we pray for in their invisible form before God can change them into their visible or manifested form. The entire 11th chapter of Hebrews records the actions of God's saints in the faith realm before the results of their faith took visible form. All the acts of faith are in the realm of the yet unseen. Believing that we have received the things we pray for at the time we pray is the confidence which is to be steadfast and unwavering until God changes the blessings we have taken from its invisible to its visible form. Walking by faith is walking by the kind of sight which sees and is occupied with eternal things, with God, with his promises, his faithfulness, and the many other perfect reasons for faith. It was believing without seeing that gave Peter joy unspeakable and full of glory. Nothing he had ever seen gave him as much joy as he now had by believing without seeing. The sacrifice of praise and the giving of thanks continually is done in the faith realm, or before our blessings have been changed into their visible form. Jonah called his symptoms lying vanities and sacrificed with the voice of thanksgiving while he was still in the stomach of the great fish. The Israelites sang praises on their way to battle.